Hello and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Citizens Bank. Through good and tough times, you need a bank that will stand by you. Texas Citizens Bank gives Houston small and medium-sized businesses the resources they need to thrive. As one customer says, a huge thank you to our friends at Texas Citizens Bank. Great customer service and down-to-earth good people. Call 713-948-5700 to learn more today. My guest for this episode is Rachel Monckton, Vice President of Global Marketing at ClassPass, a consumer-facing tech company that brings together fitness classes and wellness experiences onto one app. Rachel is spearheading the growth of the company's fourth office here in Houston and joins the show to discuss how her career has grown alongside the startup and what ClassPass is focused on next. Rachel, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks, Natalie. Excited to be here.
So I've been a ClassPass member for a while, ever since ClassPass launched in Houston. So I'm really excited to talk to you. But for people who might not know anything about ClassPass and anything about you, why don't you kick us off with intro to you, your career, and what ClassPass is?
Yeah, of course. So I'll start with the second, and hopefully it will make my career journey make a little bit more sense. But ClassPass essentially is a membership, and with it, you can book your workouts, wellness experiences, and, you know, in the future, like all sorts of other cool experiences as well. So we partner with over 30,000 gyms and fitness studios, and then over 10,000 beauty and wellness, like spas, salons, experiences all over the world. In Houston alone, we have nearly 1,000 partners. And so with your ClassPass membership, you can look at them, read reviews, read more about them, and also book. And you know, whatever you feel like doing, whether it's a spin class or a massage or a manicure or even like an on-demand like digital workout, you can find that all on ClassPass. And it's, you know, I think it's a great company. I'm coming up on my 7-year anniversary, which in the startup world, I feel like is a very, very long time. When I joined the company, it was just in New York. That's where the company was founded. And I started as almost like a, you know, sort of catch-all strategy analyst. I was coming from consulting. I could, you know, sort of like do some work in Excel. I could build slides, things like that. And like very quickly, I saw what it was like to work at an early stage startup. At the time, ClassPass was, it was like pre-Series A, and there were like 12 other employees. So it was just, again, like night and day difference from today. And it was, I feel like just this great experience where I sort of jumped right in. And before I knew it, I was running our CX team. I was doing a lot of recruiting. I was helping with our Series A fundraise. And so like all these things that it was like, oh, I'm really excited to see how a company runs. I like got that, I feel like, just in spades in the beginning. And then I'm now VP of marketing at ClassPass, and my journey, I would say, has been like very winding. Like it wasn't like, oh, I joined and started doing like running a marketing channel and worked my way up, but instead was able to just really like take advantage of opportunities that came as the company was growing. And that was actually some like career advice given to me early on with just, you know, any company that's growing quickly, there will always be cool opportunities for you if you're interested, and keep your eyes open for them. So as the company grew, first I worked on what we call our pricing and inventory team, but it's essentially a team looking at, you know, what are we selling and how do we make our memberships? And actually we, I don't know how early on you joined, Natalie, but we used to have an unlimited model back in the day that was quite popular. But it wasn't like super sustainable for the company, and it wasn't great for our studio partners. And so we iterated into what's now like a credits-based system today, as you know, where you get a certain number of credits each month that you can spend to book on these experiences. So after working on that for a couple of years, we wanted to expand globally. So moved to London, ran our international expansion, actually spent a fair amount of time in Southeast Asia, and then London and Europe, and I loved living there. So stayed on a couple of years, and after we did a lot of the expansion, I was then running our European business. And then finally, it takes us to like last summer or so, my husband, also in London with me, and I decided it was time to move back to the US. And I had to talk to my boss and our CEO and say, you know, like we're ready to leave London. As much as I was like loving it and loving what I was doing for ClassPass, it was time for us to, all of our families in the US, and like, okay, time to move back and be closer. It's been a good couple years. And so talking to him a bit about what, how I could continue, you know, working at the company and contributing and all of that. And he's like, you know what? I think we really need to beef up the marketing leadership. Like, you know, why don't you talk to Zach, who's our chief commercial officer, and take a stab at that. So started running the marketing team in October. And that's also when I moved to Houston. So just about 6 months ago.
First of all, I think it's so fascinating because you do hear about, you know, people joining startup teams and they're like, the opportunities, you know, get in at the ground level. And most of what I hear is this, oh, this is why I'm starting on this team or whatever. But what I get to hear from you is like, this is what it looks like over the years, you know, this is what actually happens. So I think that's super fascinating. So then what happened was, with your move back to the US, they, you know, ClassPass took this as an opportunity to open up an office in its fourth city, Houston. So tell me a little bit about, I don't know how much of the process you were involved in with selecting Houston, but I know you know all about it. So tell listeners a little bit about, you know, why Houston, why that expansion for ClassPass?
Yeah. So we, like I said, we started in New York and then we pretty quickly also opened a San Francisco office. So I think this is like probably pretty typical consumer tech company. We got like the coast covered. And actually a couple years ago, you know, from a leadership level, we were thinking that we needed another office. You know, it helps to expand the talent pool. And we also wanted to find an office in a city that we felt like really reflected the company's values. And at that time, we ended up picking Missoula, Montana. It's, you know, just like very community oriented. It's where the University of Montana is, so university town, and very like active and outdoors. And actually, it's always fun when we get to go visit for work. Like if it's in the summer, like going up to Glacier National Park and hiking or fly fishing, and in the winter, there's like great skiing. So that was a couple years ago. Then, you know, when we were thinking about another U.S. office last year. Oh, and I should mention when we did that, we ran a whole process where we like had, you know, sort of a firm help us like vet other cities and think about, you know, like what dimensions are important to you and rank a number of things. And so Houston was actually, you know, a contender then. And then when we were thinking about, you know, our fourth U.S. office, sorry about the noise, that's my puppy barking in the background. When we were thinking about our fourth U.S. office, we, again, similar criteria. We didn't go through the whole process again, but it was the same idea of like, okay, community oriented city. We wanted something bigger. Just, we are growing quickly. We knew we'd like have to tap into just a large talent pool. And so, you know, the fact that Houston's a large city, but has a lot of the same characteristics of Missoula that we were looking for, with like, you know, great universities, really like active outdoor, like a lot of culture. There's, you know, so many museums and theaters and sports teams and all of that. I love Memorial Park and like the like running path and like running on the bayous. And so all of that was just felt like a great fit with how the company was thinking about and looking for.
And that's so interesting to me because I do feel like Houston has all these things that you mentioned, but we don't necessarily, I assume no one knows anything about this. So I'm like, it's fascinating to me that, you know, that was something y'all realized from all corners of the US, you know, that Houston has this to offer. And I wonder too, how much did, since I know you were kind of contemplating, you know, your move back into the US last summer amid a global pandemic, I just wonder how much did the pandemic factor into your decision to move back, ClassPass's decision to expand in this time? What factor did that play in all of it?
Yeah, I think, you know, we would have opened a fourth US office at some point. And I think the pandemic was the maybe catalyst to bring me back to the US. And then, what the pieces sort of fell into place then of like, hey, if I'm moving back, let's like take the plunge on this office and do it since the timing is just right. But yeah, I think I get a lot of people who are saying, oh, Houston, that's like an interesting choice. You know, not what we'd expect. And there's actually, that's one of the things we like about it. Like, it's nice that there is, there's a good startup scene here, but there's not, a million different consumer tech companies. And so it's nice that we're able to make a bit of a splash and say like, hey, we have this great product, this great team. Like if you are, again, like, especially if you're sort of like early on in your career, that's a lot of what we're hiring for now. We have, you can get in and see what it's like sort of like on the ground floor of this fast moving company. And so to us, that's like one of the benefits too of not being in a place where there's so many other companies. Like you see in New York and San Francisco, like average tenure at a startup is a year and a half. And in some ways that's great because you like as an employee, you get to see a lot. But then on the other hand, from like a company and like leadership perspective, it's hard if your team is turning over that quickly. And so it's nice to be in a place where we're hoping to have a little bit more like employee longevity. And again, like offer something that's a little bit more unique within, what else you can find in Houston.
Absolutely. I mean, to your point, yeah, there's not a lot of ClassPass companies in Houston, at least not that I cover, and I cover all of them, So the other thing that I find interesting too about the Houston office, especially in this time, but also just for the how, ClassPass is structured with its employees, is y'all aren't opening up a physical office right away, right? And I think you have plans to keep employee base pretty remote, right?
So yeah, we have the vast majority of our employees are remote right now. Not all of them, actually. So we have employees all over the world, and some of our employees in Asia are back in offices. But basically, we have our sort of like employee ops team looks at the like COVID cases and like positive testing levels in every city, and they have some threshold. And once your city gets below a certain threshold, we'll reopen the office. And now with vaccines rolling out, it's still fairly early, but we'll figure out like what, if we were going to have like a policy on that and what that will look like. So Houston right now is not quite, it's close actually, but not quite meeting the threshold for being open. So, but since it is close, we're starting to look, and, we definitely will have an in-person office here. I think we'll actually probably start in like a flexible co-working space since we're growing the team really quickly. That's actually what we had in London because again, it was nice every 6 months or so we can upgrade into like a bigger and bigger office as the team grows and grows. There's about 10 of us now, but yeah, a lot of the US hiring we're doing is in Houston. So yeah, I think in the next couple months, like summer, fall, we'll have a physical space and we'll give employees the option of being in person full-time, being in person part-time, or being remote. It's a choice they can make based on their performance and talking to their manager and all that. But from early surveys that we've done, like the vast majority of our employees want to do at least part-time in an office. Like it's just, I think we have really fun culture and people enjoy hanging out and talking and like while we're working and all of that. And so we want to continue to have those spaces for people to meet and build those relationships and have that team community feel. Also, like I think there's some great work that can be done when you can sit in a room and brainstorm. And obviously we've gone without that for a year and been fine, but there's something about like that whiteboard brainstorming session that is quite fun to do in person. So all that being said, yeah, we will have an office. We're looking at a couple places, like somewhere in the loop, and probably I'm hoping, yeah, this summer, which by the way will be my first Houston summer. So we'll see how that goes.
I hope it treats you kindly. Also for me as well, living in Houston, I hope it's a kind summer. But you never know. There's definitely going to be some plus 100 degree days that we'll stay inside for. It's fine. But no, this is very interesting. I wonder if you can tell me a little bit more about, because I know you mentioned You were Houston employee number one back in October, and now you have 10 people. So growing, for sure. What kind of positions are you still looking to fill? What sort of departments are going to be focused here, or is it going to be kind of across the board? What does that look like?
Yeah, it's across the board, which is great. I think it's fun for the teams to get to meet people that you might not be working with on your day to day, and just I think it fosters a better sense of empathy and understanding of how the company works. So even though I lead marketing, it's by at no means like just a marketing hub. We have one other marketer here, a couple people on our customer experience team. We have one of our like corporate counsel we just hired here. An FP&A analyst, a product manager. So just really the whole gamut. And that's also what we continue to have open. So, everything from sales to customer service, marketing, finance, et cetera, we'll sort of find it all here. And I think, again, we've had good luck hiring across varying, four different functions, varying levels of experience and background and all of that. So I foresee us to continue to build out this team.
That's such an interesting thing that I wouldn't have thought of, because I don't work for a tech company and I'm not hiring a tech team in a certain region, but that you can have all of these different people or all of these different jobs coexisting in this space, and for collisions and collaboration, that sounds like it makes a lot of sense versus just having a sales and marketing hub or something.
Yeah.
I wonder if, because I just imagine it being such a fun time working at ClassPass and in an office with all of these people. Because I, being a woman, absolutely love ClassPass, and I know a lot of my friends that are on ClassPass are women. What's the vibe like within the company? Are y'all mostly women? And in that case, are y'all in the majority? Because when you think tech company, you think a bunch of kind of fratty bros in Silicon Valley. So I imagine you're a little bit. The culture is very different from the usual tech company.
Yeah, I think we definitely have a gender balance that is, we're majority female. And so that's as you mentioned, unusual in tech. We also have 30% of our leadership, 30% of our board is female, which is something we're really proud of. And 54% of our leadership team is female. So there's definitely that, I would say, presence of, every meeting you'll be in, there's, it's not the, actually, even when I was in consulting, sometimes when we meet with clients, it'd be I'd be the only woman in the room in the meeting. That doesn't happen to me at ClassPass, which is great. And in terms of the culture, yeah, I think we are, it's definitely sort of this, collaborative team spirit. I think we're, someone told me, they're like, oh, everyone here is just really kind, really want to be helpful and play as a team. One of our values is play to win. And it's again, this idea of we're, we still have big aspirations for the company. Don't get me wrong. And there's, I think even, for myself, there's this desire to, grow quickly and just show the world what we believe in that we have and to get there. So there is that slightly competitive element of it. But that's why I think that value of ours is my favorite, the play to win, because I think it encompasses both sides of look, there's this a little bit of this high bar that we all believe we can get to, but it's fun along the way. And I think you see that in the culture in the office of people are, joking around and celebrating birthdays or milestones or things like that. And helping each other out along with, we still, I would say work pretty hard and have some of that early stage startup DNA, even though we, have found a good amount of success so far.
Yeah, well, obviously, culture is so important to startups of every stage, but definitely maintaining that culture as you grow is very key. So
yeah, definitely. I think you see some places I think that change more quickly, but I think our culture has stayed very much close to our roots, and a lot of credit goes to our CEO, where he'll remind the team of we're still so early in our journey. Let's not be so don't get That sort of like decision paralysis of like, let's just get things live. We do a ton of testing and, you know, we say it's okay to fail. In fact, we expect it. Like we want to be testing at a high velocity and you know, some of the things won't work, but you'll learn something from it and go forward. And so still very much carrying that ethos within the culture today.
So opening the fourth office here in Houston and just this kind of natural growth that's been happening over the past decade now or coming up to that, what really is in store for ClassPass in terms of expansion and growth? I mean, obviously more and more people on the app, more and more places featured on the apps, but what's on the horizon, I guess, is what I'm trying to
ask. Yeah, I love talking about this. So one area that we're really focused on this year as a whole company, and then especially as a marketing team, is on our new wellness and beauty offerings. So many people know ClassPass as an app where you can book fitness. And now we are expanding so that we offer wellness, which encompasses things like massage and facial and even like cryotherapy or personal training, sort of like a very wide spectrum of things, as well as beauty. So manicures, waxing, blowouts, et cetera. And I'm really excited by it. It's, I think there's a couple of reasons. So like from the consumer perspective, a lot of our members are doing these things. It's when we survey them, they're like, yeah, I work out and then I also take care of myself. It makes a lot of sense and they often go hand in hand. So from the consumer perspective, I think it's like a really clear win. On the just like the business model perspective, like the technology we've built is to help people find things to book in their city. And again, with it started with fitness classes, there's all of these amazing studios. They tend to focus in one thing like spinning or bar or yoga. And so there's a lot of them and it can be hard to find what you're looking for. And beauty and wellness are no different. There's like so many different options. How do you decide what you want to do? And the technology we've built, you know, it shows you what's available, what you can book. And we have all these reviews of, you know, people who've been there before and descriptions. And, we're always working on our technology that recommends things to you. So if you go to something, we'll be able to say, you know, hey, Natalie, actually, we probably have tons of, you know, of your history. Like if you like these things, you'll probably also like this new, you know, maybe like massage place we launched or like a sauna or something like that. So that's one thing that I'm really excited about for this year. And, you know, you'll continue to see ClassPass expand into new verticals, which is what we call this. And so I think we won't just stop at wellness, but you can think of, you know, other things that you're doing throughout your city. And that's how I think about ClassPass and the brand. It's like the app that you'll use or the membership that you'll use to really explore your city, like the fun things you're doing on your weekend or after work. We're here to help you find them because I know, especially like being new to a city, it can be hard to figure out like what's good, where do I want to go, how do I even start? And all these, you know, cities that we're in have so much to offer. So that's, I would say, like the first thing I'm super excited about. In terms of like other like growth and expansion, we're in 30 countries. We're, you know, always looking at more. So we might do a couple other like either like new city or new country launches later this year. Just looking at places that, you know, fit this business model where there's like a lot of people with a lot of stuff to do. So I think that's part of it, but the wellness and beauty has been something that I'm spending a lot of my time focused on for this year.
And I know 2020 maybe either advanced and something that was already in the works, but I, as a user, I know the opportunity to do virtual workouts. It seems like one day it was just boom. Hey, you have all of these options for virtual workouts, and you know, studio by studio, all of these different fitness places. We're having that same pivot like right alongside of y'all. But what was that like? Because I, you know, we talked earlier about COVID affecting growth at ClassPass, but from the user side of things, what affected the pandemic have and how was that quick pivot to virtual options?
It's interesting. Actually, the driving factor on the digital came from our studio partners because there was a moment in time, actually almost exactly a year ago, when nearly all of our studio partners had to close their doors. And, you know, a lot of these, our partners are like small businesses, mom and pop, like single location. It's not like they have tons of cash reserves in the bank. And from, you know, our relationships with these partners, we know that, you know, like even in the best of times, money can be tight and they're like thinking about their cash flow and all of that. And so with COVID, we knew that it was going to be really tough for them. And so our thought was like, what can we do to help our studios like stay afloat during this time? And so one of the, you know, sort of like obvious things was, hey, if they're hosting digital workouts, let's help them, put them on our app so that they can continue to make money in the way that they can. And the team worked, you know, sort of like round the clock for 2 weeks to like get that product up and running. And like very quickly we had, you know, thousands and thousands of studios who were hosting digital workouts through ClassPass. And then yes, added benefit of allowing our members to take classes. So we had paused memberships because of COVID, but we said, you know, if you have credits, ClassPass credits available, you can still book things if you want. And so digital was excellent for that. Then in some places we saw actually wellness open up before studio fitness. I think the like one-to-one appointment nature of wellness, you know, feels a little bit more contained. And so again, another thing too is like, hey, if you can't or don't feel comfortable going to a fitness class, but you have your class pass, like let's give you more options that you can use your credits for.
And as a user, it's funny because I'm just like, yeah, I remember that rolling out. And I remember my mom, who's also a user, so cross-generational user here. She was talking about how, you know, hey, class passes pause, I don't have to worry about, I don't know. So we had these different experiences. So it's interesting to see like behind the scenes of that. And so again, you know, if you have familiarity with ClassPass, it's probably like me as a user on this consumer side, but I know y'all also work with companies for their wellness and fitness programs. So tell me a little bit about ClassPass's business working with corporates.
Yeah, so we have a corporate wellness program where a company can offer ClassPass as an alternative to a gym membership. And I think, again, as we are adding more than just fitness and wellness, you know, HR directors who are making these decisions are seeing it really as this like holistic offering for their employees. And so we have, you know, we partner with companies across the US and across the world, just like in the same places where we have the ClassPass app. And their employees can then use ClassPass just the way that a consumer can. And they, like in many cases, companies are, you know, again, like subsidizing part of it or giving part of a discount just as, you know, they would with another health benefit. But the app is the same, works the same. And one thing that was very interesting and cool that we saw this year was some of the, again, with COVID, you know, a lot of the contacts that we have at these companies, often working in HR and benefits, they're saying, you know, our team is now all at home. This is completely new. We normally have happy hours or events or whatever in the office, but we can't. Like, is there anything, you know, like, what have you guys been doing? And we talk about how we will help set up private workout classes for different companies. And again, great win-win because the money goes just all directly to the partner, like the studio or gym who's hosting the class, and then a way for the company to offer, you know, an hour for employees to sort of be together on a Zoom, sweating through a workout. We've done a number of them ourselves, which it's always fun to, you know, fun way to like hang out with the team in a more casual setting. And then everyone talking afterwards, usually on, we use Slack a lot for Messenger, but, you know, everyone's saying like, oh God, like so sore today or like still tired. So I can attest personally that it's a great, you know, team building. And so we've done, that for, a lot of the corporate companies this year. And, now again, that things are opening back up and getting back to business as usual, just continuing to scale that program and offering ClassPass to more and more companies as a benefit for their employees.
So I want to hear from you on your perspective on Houston. You mentioned 6 months and of course it's a weird 6 months, but I also think it's interesting with your background at ClassPass and how you described ClassPass as this way to really discover different things going on in your city. I assume you have used ClassPass in Houston to find new places to go to. But then, yeah, from like growing the team here in Houston and what sort of reaction have you had from interacting with Houston so far?
Yeah. So it's been a great 6 months. Definitely, I think we're still figuring it out. It's interesting too. So I was in London before this and then in New York before that. And so some of the things, even just like driving to a workout class, was like a new phenomenon to me, but getting used to it. Yeah, I've been to a couple of our studios. It's on my list to visit now some of our wellness partners now that we've actually recently added a bunch in Houston. I can't say I had nothing to do with that. I was sort of advocating for, hey, you know, we have a great product here and a lot of, you know, an active community as we're just, you know, going through city by city and adding more of our wellness partners. So yeah, I think it's been great to be able to explore and see what's around. And yeah, ClassPass is, I think maybe because I've been at ClassPass for so long, but it's almost like my reflex or safety blanket of like, okay, I'm in someplace new. You know, like I like spin classes. I know what those are like. Like I can go to one and it's like something familiar in within a new city. So have been doing, a couple of those. And then on the team side, yeah, we haven't done anything yet. A lot of actually our new hires have just started this calendar year. So in the past couple months, I'm really looking forward to like a park picnic or something now that it's so nice to go outside and, you know, just get together casually. So I think that's in the cards soon for us. And then, yeah, maybe even like a team workout class or something. Again, I'm still learning my Houston geography and figuring out where everyone's coming from. And, you know, not quite the same as in New York, we would, and London to actually just like pop out of the office and go to a nearby studio. And yeah, it would be like a 10-minute walk. Now it's like, okay, I need to plan in time for people to drive maybe like 30 minutes, 45 minutes to get where we're going to go. But definitely possible. And I think in our future soon.
Yeah, especially even factoring in Houston's wonderful traffic.
Yes. Depending on where you are. I think I haven't really seen it yet because of COVID. And also because since I work from home, if I'm ever going somewhere, I can go like not during rush hour. But yes, I've heard a lot about the traffic and about the heat in the summer. So those are the two things that I'm sort of keeping my fingers crossed on.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. I'm not used to traffic anymore and I'm a lifelong Houstonian and I'll drive somewhere and I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot how bad traffic is. And it's obviously much better than it usually is now that people are working from home a lot, but there are still some highways where you get no slack. Given. But yeah. So just to kind of wrap up, because I know obviously listeners are going to be all parts of the Houston tech scene. I wonder if you had any advice for people like you who, you know, got in on the ground level of a startup and really kind of took advantage and grew your career alongside of the startup in terms of what to look for, what opportunities to take, and people who are, you know, in your shoes, but like 7 years ago.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for starters, again, if you're at a company that is growing quickly, I think that's a great place to be. Because like I said, and I've now seen this firsthand, like if the company is growing, there just will be more opportunity. And, you know, we always look internally first, if we can, to like give someone that step up chance to do something new. So I think already you've done the first step of like getting yourself into a company that's growing quickly. I think, and then to take advantage of it, it's just about, you know, like being curious and being open to try new things. We just did actually a panel at ClassPass for International Women's Day of five women within the company who have had sort of these like meandering career paths. And, you know, one started in customer experience and went to finance. One started in account management and actually went internationally to London with me for a little bit. And then now is doing our pricing and inventory team. So it's a fairly common story at ClassPass, but you know, everyone is sort of saying the same of like being open to try new things. It can definitely be scary if you're, you know, feeling like you're crushing the role you're currently in to say, okay, now I'm going to do something completely new. But finding those mentors and advocates within the company who will back you up and maybe give you a little bit of that push that you need. And you know, let them know that you're interested to try new things. Because I think when I look back at my time at ClassPass, a lot of the jobs that I ended up taking weren't necessarily jobs at the time. It's not like we were hiring for them and I saw them on the job board. It was, you know, me a couple of years ago saying like, I would love to live abroad and like love to move to London. Like, can I know we're starting an office there. Like, what can I do to get there and what job can I have? And then, as I mentioned, you know, 6 months ago, that conversation of, okay, personal life is taking me back to the US. Like, what can I do that would be really valuable to the company? Like, here's some ideas I have based on what I'm interested in. But, you know, thinking about what the company needs and being willing to take that leap, I think you'll find, again, maybe not a predictable path, but something really rewarding.
That's so interesting. And I think it boils down to like, you know, asking for what you yeah. want and having that idea and that initiative. And definitely startups, maybe I'm wrong for assuming this, but, you know, are the best place to do that, you know, versus like a big company that's, you know, headquartered somewhere and settled down. You get to grow with the company and take opportunities as they come.
Definitely. Yeah. I think when things are changing here all the time. And so being at the minimum, you have to be comfortable with that, but then yeah, being able to find the good and like the take advantage of all the change. I think those are the people who are the most successful.
Well, it's been such a pleasure to learn about your career and specifically ClassPass and its expansion here in Houston. Super exciting, maybe just because I'm a user and I love the opportunities that I get from it. So,
yeah, I love hearing from people. The like user feedback we get from surveys is like some of my favorite, insights. And I think we take it so far. So anyway, it was like great to chat. You'll have to send me separately your, some of your favorite studios and any thoughts you have on the product, like always looking to hear what people think and how we can make it better.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. All right. Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, Natalie.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.